You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists from all over the world. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas to talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. Now, on with the audio chat.
But it does.
Okay, Tuesday, December 29th, 2020. I'm here in the live stream with my old buddy, Jan Erik, from Norway. Hello, Jan Erik.
Can you hear me?
I can. You sound loud and clear. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
It's a long time now. Been busy.
It's been a long time. I'm glad to have you back on the scene. We need all the truth warriors we can find with the biggest hoax in the history of the world. So
this is crazy stuff.
And you've sent me so many great links. I published as many as I can get to. Yeah. I have about 100 left to get through, because you really can bombard me with stuff. It's all great stuff, too. I just don't have enough hours in the day to get through it, but it's fantastic.
Yeah, you got the gist of it, I guess.
I don't know, you do a great job finding a lot of people I never heard of.
Yeah.
So I love finding new people that are talking about this stuff.
I think a lot more people are waking up now to us, because it's this is so crazy that you have to be really asleep and to don't have I can't find words really.
Dead. I think you got to be dead.
Yes, they're mentally dead. Their body's working though, kind of.
Yeah, the bodies work, but they're dead.
They are zombies. Well, this TV series about zombies, they're mocking the audience. That's what they're doing.
Now, you said that Norway is being left off the hook.
Yes. Only the capital and the next largest city, and maybe one more, is under sort of lockdown. The rest of the country is not.
Well, how many big cities? You have Oslo.
Oslo, which is the capital, is the biggest one, is 600,000. Then you have Bergen, which is the next biggest one, is 250,000. That is also on a sort of a lockdown. And Trondheim, which is the third largest, and there's some lockdown there, but the rest of the country, no one. Hardly anyone is wearing a mask here. They're not pushing that shit either, which is interesting.
I'm in an immigrant city.
Yeah.
A part of Toronto. Toronto has 3 million. The area around the lake, which is called the Golden Horseshoe, that has 11 million. Our entire province is 14 million. But the actual little city near the airport that I am at work in, there's 700,000 people here. So compare that to, say, your largest city.
The whole country is just 5.5 million, you have to remember.
I know. You're so small. And I'm guessing
the area is not that small, but the density of people here is really low. It's like 17 square kilometers or something. 16.
So. Yeah, and you're all worth about $10 million each because of the oil.
Sure.
Is that right? If everyone got their share of the oil revenue, you'd all be loaded.
Yeah, we have a fund, which is, they say it's government, but it's really the central bank who owns the fund, and it's about...
Now, you've got 5 million
two,
people.
$2 trillion or something in it.
Now, you got 5 million people there, 5.5 million. Do you guys have a king and a queen?
Yes. They're just figureheads, though.
Yeah.
They go to the World Economic Forum, Davos, and they have been there many times, so, yeah.
They're founding members of the charter membership there, the WEF.
Yeah, The prime minister is there, I know, and Børge Brende, which is a former politician of Norway, he works for the WES, and he's also on the board of a Chinese finance bank who loans money out to poor countries in Asia. So it's a Gro Harlem Brundtland, the former prime minister, was behind the Rio thing in 92. She was the official author of the Rio Earth Summit. So we're taking this one.
For sure. You there?
Can you hear me okay?
Did I lose you?
Sorry about that. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Always was in your end, right.
Every now and then I get disconnected, so.
Sure. But Norwegian professionals are deep into this. But the Norwegian government are funding this Gavi thing. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So
what do you
think?
Norwegian
government.
When this COVID revolution started,
yes.
What did you think? What did you think at the very beginning? What did you think at the beginning, and what do you think now?
We got on it on the 12th of March this year, and I said this the same day. I said to a friend of mine, "This is Agenda 21." I recognized it at once. So, yeah, I've known since day one. Totally obvious.
We are waiting.
I didn't expect it to launch it this way, though. It's evil genius what they're doing. Of course, it's fucking working.
Well, yes, it's working.
Yes.
But did you think on March 12th, the day after
yes.
they announced that it was looks like they said it was characterized as a pandemic? They never said it was a pandemic, by the way. They said it looks like one.
Yes.
That's the
official lockdown started
story.
Here. Yeah, the lockdown started here on the 12th, but I think in maybe other places the day before.
Did you think, like I think, this is the first? That was the first day of a 10-year program to get to 2030.
No, but the government said when they got the emergency powers they have now that they wanted to have it all through 2021. And then the parliament said no, and they got it for us 2 weeks with the ability to renew it. So this is what they have been doing. But they told us that this was lasting out 2021. I didn't understand that at the time, though, but now it's obvious. They knew already then how this was going to be a long one.
Do you think they're even going to give it up in 2021, the powers?
No.
No. So they're never going to relinquish emergency powers, ever?
No. If you give them government more power, they never voluntarily gives it away, I don't think.
Do you think there'll be...
Never.
Yeah. What do you think... do you think like I do... Well, what do you think they're going to do with the United States? Let's put it that way. The U.S. is a big wild card. Do you believe that, like I do?
They're going to dethrone it. And first, they're going to make real chaos, and then they're going to... The power is moving to China.
That's for sure.
The power is moving to China?
Yeah, sure, yes.
Yeah.
The elites have been learning Mandarin for like 20 or 25 years now. They are in the know. So, it's not a big secret. So, there's so much division in the States, so I think it's going to be easy to pull it apart now, some activity issues here.
So what do you think is going to happen to the United States?
Well, okay, I lost you. I think they're going to pull it apart. And
right.
The power is going to China, definitely. It's the same owners, though, so it doesn't really matter where they have the main base now, does it?
Yeah, it's the same owners. You got that right.
So it's mainland China, States, same owners.
What do you think the United States is going to look like?
Going to be divided, sure.
Do you agree with me that Agenda 20 or America 2050, the map America 2050, might be what they want to make it look like? The Rockefeller
yeah.
plan.
Yeah, they have the other map.
Mega region.
Oh yeah. But there's no such map to find of Europe actually on the internet, which I find interesting. It's only for the states. I wonder why. I did find out they're going to make a mega region here in Scandinavia, though, in the future, where they're going to move all the people into one huge area. So, see you again. Are you there?
on, Gunnar.
Yes. Here it is. Oh, yeah. There is one copy here. The book on the subject already. OECD.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
All right, I'm back in the live stream waiting for Jan Eric. I think he can come back in. All right, Jan Eric. Sorry, you sent me a link to the... What'd you send me a link to?
Oh, the thing going on in Scandinavia. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay,
loud and clear, buddy.
Yeah, it was it's a thing going on here with the mega region. There's a book out on it, too. So it's coming here. Mega regions of Western Scandinavia.
So is there going to be a Norway?
Yeah, sure. If you look at the link, you can see it.
I'm gonna look. But will Norway be a country? That's my question.
No, it looks like Scandinavia is going to be one country with one mega region.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, there will be no more Norway.
No, there will be no more any countries. It's only going to be regions.
Yeah, I can see that.
But I think that's between 2030 and 2050, and it's not before this time, I don't think. So, 10 years time. Maybe before.
Yeah,
petrol and diesel cars here in Norway from the 1st of January 2025. It's going to be illegal to buy it.
And what will you be able to buy?
Electric, I guess, only.
Right. Which is fine with them because they know most electric cars can't go that far. They think they can, but you can't. You couldn't drive right across straight without lots of stopping.
It's not going to be legal to drive in way far away anyway. You need papers. They're going to shut down regionally.
Yeah, you're going to
be stuck
in the
agenda for one. Yes, and you need a very good reason to leave. Go anywhere.
Right. If you go to Africa, can you imagine the vaccines are going to be up to stick you with? Well, you need 100 shots.
Yeah.
You're going to use one of those army guns where they shoot an array of shots all at once, 12 at a time.
Taking the vaccine voluntarily, for sure.
Like a punch card.
Yeah. You need to force them. Nothing on me. I'm not going to do it. If they don't force me, I'm not going to take it. Never.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I got to look at that. So Scandinavia is going to be mega regioned out. Yeah,
yes.
I can see that.
This book was published in 2018, looks like.
Who wrote it?
I'm not sure. I haven't looked that much into it. It's from the OECD, which is another place the Norwegian elite goes all the time to talk about all the stuff. I'm not sure. Let's look into it.
Klaus Schwab on that one?
It's in Switzerland, too, the OECD, is it not?
Yeah, what does it stand for?
Organization, Economic Cooperation, and something D, I'm not sure of.
Yeah.
Development, of course. Organization, Economic Cooperation and Development, yes. I guess it's quite similar to the other one, I could imagine.
Yeah, it's another United Nations-sponsored think tank, a think tank.
Yes. It's like these meetings they have annually, Bilderberg. It's business and politicians and bureaucrats together. So,
I was trying to find mega regions, OECD. Do they have the rest of the world divvied up?
I'm not sure.
I'm trying to look at this map here. That's a very old-looking map they have on the front page of that.
Yeah, true.
I'm looking at Hamburg.
They have it here. I can send it to you. No?
Yeah, I'm just looking at the map. So OECD territorial reviews, they must be involved in carving up the world.
Yes.
Were you the one that sent me the link to the TED Talk of the young person saying they're going to own nothing and they're going to be happy and you can print your clothing out?
I'm not sure. Maybe I did. I think it's so many links. I'm not sure.
That was a good one. That's a good one.
If you're on a TED Talk, you are upper level management.
Now we talked.
We could never get on there. That's for sure.
Only Bill Gates can go on whenever he wants.
Yeah, but he's the front man. I don't think he's running anything really.
Yeah. Well,
he was living quite recluded, and then he's in the public eye again, in the limelight, and he's an errand boy for the people.
Well, they let him get rich with Microsoft. They let him concentrate all the free software in the world into Microsoft.
I don't think he has as much money as we're told, though. Probably far less.
Oh, I agree with you, but what I'm saying is he was authorized to make all that money or form Microsoft, because Microsoft is just a monopoly of all the free software that was out there before Microsoft. He just concentrated it and monetized it.
Well, Rockefeller said that competition is a sin, so it's normal for these people. They don't want any competition. They want a monopoly on stuff. Yes.
Yes, and Rockefeller as well had a problem with his image back in the day. And they report...
Yeah, he's a front, too.
And they...
lent him the money to control the oil of the whole world 100 years
but
ago.
They rehabilitated his image, according to James Corbett, and
yes.
That's when he created the Rockefeller Foundation.
Yeah.
Same idea.
The philanthropy is a fucking joke. It's just the...
It's tough. I call it predatory philanthropism.
Sure, yes. They cloak themselves in doing good stuff, and then they do the opposite, and then they're operating in the private, so you cannot look what they're doing, because you cannot do a FOI on that one.
Yeah.
So they can do whatever they want, and nobody will find out, unless they publish stuff. Then you even don't know if this is real or whatnot. So,
yeah, you sent me a link, but I think it's in Norwegian. Or maybe it isn't.
You can look at just the what it says here.
Yeah, yeah.
It says the different parts of Brazil, Chicago, Sweden.
How do they have Europe divided up?
I'm not sure. I would love to be a fly on the wall, but I ain't.
No, I meant, is there any documentation in this group, in this website about, Europe, how they're going to divvy that up?
I haven't looked into it yet. I just found it now while I was on the phone with you. So.
All right. Oh, yeah, I just changed it to English. Yeah, Google Chrome just switches it to English at the click of a button.
Okay,
Hidalgo,
good.
Mexico. No,
yes.
I wonder what they got in mind for Mexico.
This is all published by this OECD, which is similar to WEF, similar type of organization. Same type of gatherings and stuff. So, have you heard of OECD in Canada? It's known.
Oh, we've heard of everything global because we live in a globalist country here.
Yeah, sure.
That is for certain.
Yeah. Prime Minister you have now, he's really something, isn't he? Trudeau.
I like what they call,
Trudeau.
We call him the crime minister.
Sure.
He's the first minister of crime. Yeah, I like him.
Crime sinister.
Crime sinister, that's good. I like that. But he's a perfect puppet.
Yes. Actually, all politicians have been for the last 75 years or so. After the Second World War, they redid everything. In the late 40s. They're just changing it now, officially.
Yes. So what are your thoughts on Chris Kendall? Obviously, you were on many calls with him in the past.
Yes.
What say you about that situation?
I tend to think that he's dead for real. He doesn't come across as a... no.
What about
I cannot see that he faked his death.
Exsanguination, kind of... exsanguination, kind of like the Boston bombing guy.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't die, though. But even Jesus, didn't Jesus, I guess he was... did he bleed out on the cross? Is that sort of... because this happened around Easter, too, didn't it?
Yeah, I think it was 12th of April or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was
somebody
right
posted
around...
that he was dead on his... webpage. I wonder who that was. Who had access to it?
Yeah, very, very suspicious. It's still suspicious. And I think, just like Jeff C. character,
yes,
why wouldn't you question the death of a truther who makes it their business to question death? I mean, it's pretty obvious that that would be a reasonable thing to do, isn't it?
Yes.
Live in a crazy world, it's hard to know what is real and what is not. If you haven't got any empirical fucking data, based on all assumptions, right?
Well, all of us live in a virtual world. So
yeah,
except
one you can experience with our five senses, which is empirical, but
yeah,
that's not much of it, because we can hardly go out.
Right, exactly. So for us to verify things in a virtual world, they're impossible.
I think they're going to shut down the internet for a few months to get this finished.
Oh, you figure?
Oh, yeah, sure. It would be in their interest. Because then the people who resist it cannot communicate anymore.
Right.
I mean, it's much harder for the people. Yeah. That makes sense to me.
So that'll be part of the cyber resilience?
Yes.
So then the only websites that can come back are authorized?
Sure. They blame it on some... terrorists, and we need to do this to secure the internet, and the masses will say, oh yeah, because they will miss the internet, and they will be totally in on it. And say, oh yeah, it's a very good idea. We don't look on any alternatives anyways, right?
Yeah, you're right. Oh, that's great news. We're going to have to give up the damn so this may be some of our last phone calls.
Yeah, it depends on when they're going to run this. The winter is still over, so...
This is the cyber attack. Klaus Schwab cyber. But
we know it's not going to be good, for sure.
So only the authorized sites will be able to be hooked up, basically.
Yeah, after this, they of course. Logical, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's totally logical.
Yeah.
I hate the fact that it's so logical.
Yes. It sucks, right?
So, for instance, we'll be able to communicate on Discord, because it's probably one of their authorized services. And maybe even Telegram. Don't you think they authorize Telegram as well?
I would imagine so. But what people have to understand is that there are no competing intelligence agencies. It's one intelligence agency with the departments in different countries. It's one unit.
Yeah, they all work together.
On the top.
It's a franchise. It's like McDonald's Russia.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's been like this for a long, long, long time.
Right.
Yeah, the world is a much different place from what the masses believe it is. It's like a mirror image. Everything is turned upside down, really.
So do you think there'll be anywhere to go? Do you think any country will be able to be independent?
Yeah, they may be set up some havens for rich people, but we're not going to go there, are we? Where are the rich people now under this lockdown? So they're not hanging out in London or in New York and stuff. Must be some place they go.
Yeah, what do you think?
Suffering.
What do you think of Patagonia?
Maybe it's quite desolate, so a good place
Nobody
to hide
knows.
Out, I guess.
Well, I think I always say this. I think South America is so unknown to most first world people that just being down there, you're right off the radar anyway. If you're in South America, you don't even have to hide. You just have to be down there, and you're already. So if you go to Patagonia, then you're really off the radar.
What about Tasmania outside Australia?
Well, We have a user down there, Yossarian. So, no, if he okay. if we have a guy down there that can't be off, it's not off enough.
No, that's true.
Yeah, we don't have any fake ologists in Patagonia.
And another thing, I don't think the maps we are using are correct either. There might be areas of world which is not on any map. So been there all along.
That I agree.
Just not,
I agree with that.
Not on public maps, though.
Yeah.
So nobody will find out to get there in the first place because they're not aware of its existence. That's an easy one, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Well, most people... Did you know that most people in the world live and die within 5 miles?
Sure. Most people live on the coast or near rivers, waterways.
Yeah. Most people don't go anywhere. I think if you got to travel... I'm lucky I don't have the travel bug. Never had it. I guess I never will now, but this has got to be really hard for people that like to travel.
You're extremely rich.
Hold on.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, this is Patrick Semper Fi.
Semper Fi.
From upstate New York. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Semper Fi, Patrick. That guy came and went. Military man.
Yeah.
I guess he was just coming by for an inspection of the site.
Exactly.
He was just doing his rounds. He came here for about one day.
Yeah. Yeah, there are some suspicious characters who drop by, for sure.
Yeah. Why do they come by for one day? Is it that boring that they don't want to hang around or what?
I'm not sure. I guess they have other follow orders, right? They're not...
What do you think of... Did you ever follow Jeff C?
Yes.
Now, what do you think happened there?
No, he's just written out of the script, I think.
Yeah. I looked it up. He said he had migraine, and I looked it up. It says it's very rare to die of a migraine.
How old was he, allegedly?
No. I don't think he's like me. He doesn't give any details. Well, he probably gives fewer details about himself than me, but... I'm guessing in his 40s.
No, I'm skeptical of them. All the outfit they had, had to be part of a team. That's not a one-man band, I'm sure of it.
Right.
Often produced and everything. It takes a lot of work to do that kind of stuff. I made a couple of YouTube videos. You know how much work it is, yes?
I'm just looking at... Yeah, it does take a lot of work to do a show. I'm just looking at Jesse Ventura, his tweets. He's gone completely raving mad socialist now. Wow.
He's definitely
he's
a puppet.
Yeah. I know, but he's really flipped. He used to be sort of believable, but now he's all out. New world order, socialism is good. Boy,
sure.
That's amazing.
He's reading the script. He's an entertainer, right?
Yeah, his name is Janos something or other. Forget what his real name is.
He's of Eastern European descent, then, maybe.
Janos, yeah.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger, after being a powerful man, being a governor, is now back in the movie industry and making movies. Come on. Really?
Yeah.
That is suspicious to me. Probably Putin, I think. I think the governors don't do much work. Do you?
Say that again?
The governors are doing much work. The job is more like PR.
Yeah, but they're the implementers now. They're the they're the implementers of this.
Officially, they are the face of it. But how much work do they actually do, and how much power do they have? I'm not sure they have so much power.
The power is in the money. Always has been.
And in the governor's office, there's a lot of people working there. Yes.
Yeah, but they can't go into debt. The states, they rely, that's the one thing they are desperate to the federal level for is money.
Cool.
And money
yes.
is what's driving this thing, the redistribution of money.
It's a motivator, at least, most people.
It makes everything happen.
Yes.
It's driving this thing. The money is everything in this hoax. It's at every level, and it's how they control these guys.
Didn't work without materialism either, because if people are motivated by money, they are motivated by material things. They can buy with their money.
The
most expensive stuff. And I think that's important.
Yeah, true.
too short.
Yeah.
I've been to Monaco, and the yachts there—they're wider from the rear end. That big boats in this country are from stern to stem, or what it's called, from front to back. They're huge.
Say that again. You went to Monaco?
Yes. If you look at the yachts there, they are as wide as normal people boat are long. That's a quite nice boat, by the way. Are you there?
Yeah. Yes, sir. So you think that Jeff sees an operation, you're convinced that Chris exited for real because he had a bit of a mental disorder as well. Well, he said to everyone he was bipolar.
Sure.
And he had issues. Yeah.
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 My thinking.
It all makes sense.
I might be wrong, though. I'm not a guru or an oracle or anything. So.
Yeah, we have no way to check. And I think Chris, or Marcus, was pointing out that Chris's mother is constantly on Facebook about posting day after day about animal rights, and barely a blip was mentioned about her son over the period of time, which is kind of odd. You'd think if your son was found in your backyard, and it might throw you off a bit, at least off your normal schedule posting.
Sure. Yeah, it's hard to know. Easy to get fooled.
Although that can be explained both ways, but it's pretty odd.
Sure. But people react strangely when it comes to death anyways.
Yeah, that's true.
Especially if it's children dying before you, then that's not... No, it's much harder than the other way around, I think. And the mice died young, and his parents really took it hard.
Oh, a friend of yours died young?
Parents really, really, it hit them really hard. The same, please. I think I'm gonna hang up now because my head is like feeling like it's inside a microwave oven.
Yeah, you're probably getting tickled there.
Yes.
All right, nice talking to you on, Eric.
Let's reconnect in the near future and try to...
Yeah, we'll have another chat. We'll have another chat and keep sending the links. Try and get your desktop working so you can use your desktop mic.
I don't... Okay, yeah. I have
a
headset.
Do you have a headset?
No, I don't. No, yeah, I have. So we try another setup for the next call, right?
Yeah, well, if you have a desktop... Or a laptop, definitely get a headset because it sounds better. Because you sound really good on your phone. You're just probably tired of cooking your
It's an expensive phone, so it should be good.
No, the phone is good. Super
yeah,
clear.
It was expensive, so yes.
Yeah, well, there you go. All that materialism paid off, eh?
Well, not really. It's just a tool of...
All right.
Well,
have you seen my new site, FacoTube?
Yeah, sure.
What do you think of that?
Oh, it's brilliant. We can save stuff that's been erased off the internet.
Let's hope they leave me alone.
Bing about Microsoft, by the way.
I don't know. Let's hope they don't block it in the new internet they're going to create.
I can guarantee you this will be happening. Wait and see.
Yes.
Also, fortunately. So. And then it's back to the way it was before the internet. Rather, everything being controlled and no free speech at all. Which is what they want, right?
Yes. It will be very interesting.
So,
okay.
Let's chat again later when I find another setup.
Okay, good. Thank you, Jan Erik. Thanks for all your links.
Yeah. Yeah, my pleasure.
Take care.
Speak soon, yeah.
Okay, peace. Bye.
I'm the end of it, and that's all, folks.